Thank you for calling customer service. Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, I just noticed my charge card was charged $67.32 today.
Okay, what's your zip code, sir?
04401.
One moment, please. And what's your name, sir?
Eric Innocenti.
Hey, Mr. Innocenti, will you verify your address, please? Excuse me.
It's 50 18th Street in Bangor.
Okay. And I've located a transaction here for you, sir. And so here on 319, you agreed to pay $11.94 for a technical bag.
Yes.
Warranty type of thing for the warranty. It was shipped with a tactical bag warranty with a warranty. It's a bundle warranty and tactical bag. It was shipped out on 3/21, so you should be receiving that any day now. With mm-hmm. that came a, and I have a tracking number. I can tell you exactly when it's going to be delivered from the United States Postal Service in just a minute. But your account on 319, $11.94 was charged for the tactical bag, which is a welcoming gift. It's a gift to you
yes.
if you agreed to pay the $11.94. You also,
yes.
in the terms and conditions, it stated to you, you have 48 hours, just a trial period, if you decide that you did not want to become a member of the online discount store where that tactical bag come from. If
mm-hmm.
you did not cancel, they automatically enroll you. So the $67.37 is an enrollment fee to the discount store, which have hundreds of other products like the tactical bag. So that they didn't hear from you in 48 hours, so you automatically was enrolled. And that was in the
I
terms.
I didn't even have it yet. How could I?
Sir?
If I didn't even have it yet, how would I know I want to enroll?
Well, because when you put your charge card in, it asks you to accept the terms and conditions. And the card would not take unless the terms and conditions are accepted. And when the terms and conditions are accepted with the intention, with the fact that they were read before they were accepted, it would have told you that you would automatically be enrolled into the gadget store. And your card cannot take unless you check the box. And then if you didn't read the terms and conditions, which it does state it in the terms and conditions, that you have a 48-hour trial period. The gift is yours to keep. Just pay shipping and handling. The gift is yours. In 48 hours, if we don't, you know, it don't say it like I'm saying it, but I'm just making it in layman's term. But you'll become they automatically enroll you into the discount store if they don't hear from you. So they give you 48 hours. If you don't hear, okay, fine, they want to be a member to order other things like the tactical bag stuff that's in the discount store. So that's how the $67.32 came about. It is a monthly charge.
Well, take it out. I'm going to call the charge card to cancel it. It's pending right now.
No, it's approved here already, so... What I can
no,
do
I just
for,
called. I just called Capital One, and they said it's not. And they
no,
said,
no. With
no.
Capital One, it just hadn't showed up on their books yet. But we have the approval here that it's paid for. So $67.32. But
I'm
what happens?
It, they're going to pull the money back, sir.
No, what happens is when the banks call here, I hate to see you lose that dispute, but what I'm going to tell you, what I'm going to do here for you as far as returning the refund back to you, but what happens with the bank and when they call here, the dispute is lost because it is a valid charge. But what I can do for you is refund the $67.37 going forward. But by them saying, but it's already approved. And see, here's the thing. I wouldn't refund $67.32 back to you if it wasn't approved. Okay? So let me give you a cancellation number as well as let me refund this. Because I wouldn't give you $67 back to your account if we didn't have it paid for here already. So here we go. So let me refund. I'm sorry?
Okay. Give me that number.
Hold on, let me get the cancellation done for you. So $67.32 is going to go back on your card. That's up to your bank It's 3 to 5 business days when it goes back on your card. So that's 6732 refund. And are you sure you want to refund this? Yes. The order was refunded successfully of $67.32. That goes back by your bank 3 to 5 business days. All right, so that's refunded. So now, so you won't get continuous charges, I need to cancel this for you. Now, it's one, the gadget store, we have thousands of members that's member of that. If you ever decide to join again, you can, because they have great products. They have, you know, things such as the tactical bag, as well as dash cams, as well as headlights, flashlights, you know, all that kind of stuff. So we have thousands of members. It's just that when you put your card number on the terms and conditions, it did ask you to accept the terms and conditions, providing that the terms and conditions are read. Mm-hmm. And if they're read, it would have said to you that, hey, you know, this gift is, you know, this, like, this is a welcoming gift. You just pay shipping and handling. If you don't want to become a member, just let us know in 48 hour trial period is up. When that's not, then it automatically enrolls you. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm notating the account. Now, hey, it's just like a Netflix subscription. They say watch free for 14 days, and we don't hear from you in 14 days to 15 days. They're billing you for it.
Yeah, but this is like less than 48 hours.
Well, yeah, but well, some of them are 48 hours. Now, some of the other products we have, like the ice creams and the male enhancement products and the CBD oils, some of those have like 7 to 21 days because it's a product that you actually use, like a CBD oil or the male enhancements or the skin cream stuff and skin cream and serum and stuff. Those items like that have 7 days, 20, because you have to have time for it to work. You know, like you have to use it for 21 days. And if you want to keep it, fine. If not, let us know, and then they won't charge you for what you have. On gadgets like this, such as this, it's just a matter of getting it shipped to you, and I'm gonna check that for you in a minute too to see when your expected arrival date. So account canceled. Let me make this notation. Customer does not want membership. Want membership. Okay, let's see here. So now you got something right with them. I'll give you a cancellation number quickly here.
Yeah.
All right, so the cancellation number is C as in Charlie, 259-402. Hold on a minute. 402-621.
Okay, Charlie, 259-402-621.
Yes, sir. Let me double check that for you right here. I see here by me, 3:23, which is today's date at 1:08 a.m. Okay. See, customer called in, account canceled. Customer does not want membership. You had said that you just didn't want it. Customer's order was canceled. Your refund, I need to see it. Yes, there it is. So refund is $67.32, and that depends on the discretion of your bank, okay? 3 to 5 business days is usually what it takes. Anything else I can do for you, sir? No. Thanks for calling.
And when will I arrive?
Oh, yeah, let me find your tracking number. Yes, let me see here. It doesn't have a tracking number. Because it just was done. So it probably, if you can call back in a couple of days, you might have one.
Okay.
Because it was shipped out on the 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th, 22. It might be like, you know, you should be receiving, because sometimes I see it depending on which distribution centers use. It could be 7-8 days easily. Like by the time it goes to the United States Postal Service, in transit, on its way out for delivery, that phase that they go through.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you can also ask them to resend it if you don't receive it too. So, all right.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a wonderful evening. Thanks for calling customer service.
Thank you. Thank you. You were very helpful.
Thank you.
Bye.